It seems that South Africans are in for another dark winter, of course, as load shedding rages on. And joining me now to discuss the kind of implications this could have on the economy is economist at RMB, Siobhan Redford. Thank you so much for your time, Siobhan. Really the Achilles heel of the economy. So looking at, you know, the bout of load shedding that we've had so far in 2022, you know, how is it looking when you look at load shedding historically, and what does it suggest then about what's to come?
So what we are looking at already for this year, for the year to date, at when we kind of tallied the numbers, was as of last Friday, we had had 34 days in which we had had load shedding. So this is not like counting the number of hours to make days, but we have had 34 days within 2022 in which we've had load shedding. Before this, the only other time that we've had more load shedding up until about May, May in the year, has been 2015, where there'd been 61 days of load shedding. So that's that's an insane number of days of load shedding, for me, if I think about it, because that seems like a lot. Compared to, say, last year and the year before, where we'd had about 31 days of load shedding, and that was to the end of May. And now, bearing in mind, this is a couple of days after I did the tallying, so we're now sitting at about 37 days of load shedding for the year.
And economically, I mean, what is the hit and how far would it go?
So we, you know, the thing about it is that what happens when you've got load shedding is some of our big operations, even some of our shopping centers, they all have generators. But, that costs them quite a lot of money to invest in, which means that their cost base goes higher, which means they've got to pass that on somehow. So it has a potential cost implication. What the other concern is that there are other operations, your small enterprises, your businesses being run from home, where there aren't alternatives. And so those people's productivity has to necessarily fall. And so the cost is actually, it's broad, and probably affects your smaller businesses more than it affects your bigger businesses in terms of productivity.
I take your point there, because we are really scoring our own goal. You talk about companies having a higher cost base. Of course, that also feeds into inflation as well, which the SARB is also trying to tackle. I mean, what does then this, what does this do then to South Africa as an investment case for foreign companies?
That's a very good question. I suppose it depends on what you're looking at doing. So one of South Africa's continuing draw cards is obviously, to some extent, our mineral deposits, mining. And now that we do have the 100 megawatt allowance for self-generation, I mean, we, as I understand it, they're sorting out the red tape and actually making sure that the actual kind of ticking off the boxes that needs to be done before this is actually happens for companies is still taking a bit of time, and more time than I think was envisioned by the president when the announcement was made. But, the idea is that those, if you're investing in something big that's going to make ultimately a lot of money, it's worth you investing in your self-generation and coming into their country. So it almost means that you get a little bit of a double whammy there, because not only do you get the investment in that particular sector, but you'll then also get a little bit of self-generation investment, which means some building and infrastructure build. So, in that sense, it seems kind of good. But, we are unpredictable, and I think this is going to affect manufacturing, for example. If it's easier and you have a more reliable and possibly cheaper or even slightly more expensive but not much more expensive electricity supply elsewhere, with labor that is of a relatively similar cost, then it becomes like when you're making that decision, reliable electricity without having to invest in power generation might become preferable.
Quite interestingly enough, there are employees, of course, now we are dealing with high inflation, and of course now there are going to be negotiations on wages as well. And you have Eskom employees also saying that, we can't handle this tough environment, we need our wages to go up. But, I mean, looking at Eskom, which, continues to be a burden on the economy, and then obviously with, public wages going up, then it puts pressure on the fiscus. So how are you looking then at the risks facing the fiscus from this?
South Africa has actually been incredibly lucky over the last couple of years because of these higher commodity prices that we've seen. We've actually benefited from quite a, you know, much higher income for what we have been selling. You know, our output hasn't necessarily increased in kind of volume terms, but the money we're receiving for that, and therefore the tax benefit from it is so much higher. And, you know, we thought that was going to ease off this year and a kind of a perverse incentive almost of the conflict up north has been that commodity prices, some of which we export, have seen, you know, have remained actually robustly quite high. So, you know, there is some support which allows, you know, gives some wiggle room really to the fiscus. But the problem is that we don't expect that the commodities windfall, and we call it a windfall very deliberately, is going to be permanent. And that's where it becomes a problem. Yeah. Because also at the same time, the question is what's going to happen with oil prices. We expect commodity prices to remain higher. And if we aren't seeing Eskom getting the increased tariffs that they're asking for because of higher oil prices when they're running their gas turbines, then that money has to come from somewhere, and we know government has guaranteed it. And so it definitely is a massive risk to the fiscus and the fiscal balance sheet.
Indeed. Well, I'm sure we're going to be having more conversations on this as Eskom continues to be a big risk for economic growth in South Africa. That was economist at RMB, Siobhan Redford.